Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to hang out with us on the podcast today. As many of you know, we kicked off an emphasis this last weekend called Imagine Zero, Imagine More. This really is a spiritual journey for our church here at Sugar Hill Church. So if you're part of the church, you're part of this journey. And even if you're not part of our church, I want to invite you to jump in to be part of what God is doing. So for us here at Sugar Hill, this is a three-year spiritual emphasis in the life of our church. And to kick this off, we've asked Don Strong and our prayer team to assemble a devotional that our church can walk through. And so between now and Thanksgiving, we'll have a devotional every single day loaded in the Sugar Hill Church app, and we simply call it the Daily Aha. And so I want to invite you to download the app, click the button that says Daily Aha every single day, and take 3 or 4 minutes to walk through these devotions. And these devotions are pretty powerful because most of them are written by people within our church. And so today, instead of giving you extra content, I want to read today's devotional found in the app. And today's devotional is based off of Psalm 5, verse 3, and it's written by our own Ann Gooding. And so let me read this devotional that she put together for us today. And again, I'd invite you to jump into the app because it has some interactive resources to go with this. But here's what the psalmist says in Psalm 5, verse 3. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you, and I wait expectantly. It's long been taught that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Whether you prefer something quick or a sit-down meal, most people know that eating a healthy meal in the morning gives your body the nutrients and the energy that it needs. But if that's the case, why do so many of us skip it? We deny our bodies what they need, and then we wonder why we're drained and unable to focus later in the day. Spending time with the Lord in the morning is like breakfast for our spirits. Not knowing what a day may hold, it is important to begin the day with our focus on things eternal. No law or commandment says that believers must have prayer in the morning. The example is set, however, all throughout Scripture. Here's what the Bible says, that Job rose early each morning to pray for his children in Job 1, verse 5. David sought God in the morning. You see that in Psalm 5 and verse 3. Jesus got up very early to pray in Mark 1, verse 35. See, as believers, we need to start our day with full bellies and full spirits. Taking time to connect with God in the morning sets our priorities for the rest of the day, and it prepares us for whatever may come our way. If you've ever been running late and thought, well, I'll grab a bite to eat later, you know that that often doesn't happen. You end up filling yourself up with the wrong things because you're starving and desperate. Well, spending time with God can go the same way. If you think, oh, I'll do that a little later, it may not happen at all, and the enemy will put other things in your past. We must commit to starting the day off right, filling our bellies and our spirits before rushing off to face what the day has in store. Here's a closing prayer from Anne. Forgive me, Lord, for not giving you the first fruits of my time and energy. Remind me to stop and to connect with you before going out into the world. Lord, would you fill me with your spirit so that I may exude you for the rest of the day? And thanks so much for putting today's devotional together. I hope that this devotion blesses so many folks listening today, just like it has my spirit. And again, I want to invite you, grab the Sugar Hill Church app. Just go to sugarhill.church/app, and you can download it for your device, and you can jump in, and you'll be able to interact with today's devotional that'll guide you through what you're thankful for and what you're praying for. And you can drop your email address in the app, and it'll save it for you so that you can reference your notes later. Well, have a great day today. Spend some time this morning filling your bellies and your soul. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.